So, Sarah, for this week's Throwback Thursday, I was thinking like, oh, we should do like Oscar Best Song winners, because there have been some songs that have been like big, like popular songs. But then I was going through the list and I realized how many times the Oscars has gotten it wrong. Like, they should have the best song be like what the most popular song from a movie was. Like, I was thinking about this. Like, I went back to, like, 1991, right?
Who was that?
Beauty and the Beast won Best Song.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Taylor's Oldest Time.
You never heard that song on the radio. Come but on. You know what song you heard on the radio and saw on MTV every single waking second? Everything I Do It For You by Bryan Adams.
No. No, yes. Absolutely not.
You could
not get
away from that song. That was, like, one of the biggest songs of the year, period, and it couldn't even win the Best Song.
Beauty and the Beast is nostalgic.
Beauty and the Beast. No one's rocking out to this. Now,
I am. This on my running playlist.
Oh,
yes, it
stop
is.
Stop yourself. You are not in your car
really
sitting on 610
yes,
being like,
crying.
All right, got to get my drive on.
Yes,
Beauty
I am.
And the Beast.
I'm
going
to do it on the way home
Wait
today. Send you a video.
Murder, She Wrote's about to sing.
Murder, She Wrote. Do you get that reference, Jesse?
I do.
Why?
I don't know. Why? I just know the name.
What's her name? What was her name?
Angela Lansbury. How dare you?
Yeah, Angela Lansbury.
All right. Celebrating 30 years.
What else you got?
1990. Sooner or Later by Madonna won Best Song from Dick Tracy. No one even saw that movie. You know what didn't win? Blaze of Glory by Bon Jovi. Yeah! Come on!
Let me go back to my running playlist, because I bet
yeah,
that
it better be on
there,
because that one's legit. You want to run in a marathon, you better have Blaze of Glory somewhere on that soundtrack.
What movie was that from, Blaze of Glory? What's that from?
Young Guns 2.
Oh, yeah.
Here's where they got it wrong again, 1992. Aladdin, A Whole New World,
yes.
That one. No, it didn't. Anything
what?
From the Bodyguard soundtrack by Whitney Houston. Hello? Those were mega songs. You just gotta stop.
No,
you've just
keep
gotta
it going.
Stop. You're telling you, a Whitney Houston fan, are saying that's your one best song over.
I can't hear you over Aladdin. Tell me,
princess. Unbelievable.
What else you got?
Unbelievable.
No, I think The Bodyguard was great. I Will Always Love You. That's surprising to me that I Will Always Love You did not win. But I think it's because I believe I Will Always Love You from Dolly Parton did win for. What was it? Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
It did not.
Well, then I feel like it should have won. I was trying to save it there.
In fact, it wasn't even nominated.
Well, then that's rubbish. That's Dolly Parton.
So you see what I'm saying? Can I finally... They got it right in 97. You know what won?
Celine Dion.
Yes, My Heart Will Go On.
Yes.
You want to know why? Because it was a monster song and everybody heard it. They actually got that one right. How did they get it wrong so many times? You got the Disney soundtrack on your alleged running list and all the other songs running against it were like number one hits.
I can't help it that I have great taste in music.
I think you can.
Members of the voting people. Who votes for the Oscars anyway? Who is that that votes for
that? I don't know,
that?
But
Who?
Like they get it wrong a lot. Especially
if
thinking about
wrong?
It because like Eminem performed and he did...
Did he
lose
win?
Yourself? He won in 2002 because he should have, because that was a hit and everybody loves that song. So it should have won Best Song over some garbage out of the movie Chicago, a song called The Hands That Built America and Gangs of New York. Hum a tune from that one.
I know if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. I know that jam. What won in 98?
98.
Do you have the whole list in front of you? Yeah, 98. What won in 98?
Oh, thank you for asking, Sarah. In 1998,
you're welcome,
from The Prince of Egypt, When You Believe won Best Song. You know what didn't win? I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith, which was their biggest song of all time. I'm right. I can see it on your face. You know I'm right. You know I've swung you. Am I right?
Yeah. No,
I'm right.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
I just
what
wanted
won
to
in
hear
2000?
It one time.
The millennia. Mm-hmm. What won that year? 2000.
2000. Wonder Boys. Things Have Changed. Never saw that one. Although that was a bad year because I don't recognize any of these songs at all.
What were the other ones?
A song from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Dancer in the Dark, The Emperor's New Groove, and something from Meet the Parents.
Great movie. Back up.
The Emperor's New Groove is amazing. I like to move it, move it. I like that. No?
My God.
Move it.
See, the 80s, they got it right. Like 86, Take My Breath Away by Berlin from Top Gun.
Great song.
I mean, that absolutely needs to be out there. You know what it beat, though? Glory of Love by Peter Cetera from Karate Kid 2.
Monster song. Tough call, though. I mean, that's a win-win either
but
way.
But you see what I'm saying? That might have been their decade. Check this one out. 87, Dirty Dancing, I've Had the Time of My Life. That one.
Who'd they beat?
That beat Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship.
What?
Shakedown by Bob Seger from Beverly Hills Cop 2. That's a nice year right there. Those are some great tunes.
Well, I feel like at some point the Oscars made the turn of like, it has to be a fancy movie that has the nominee for the song. Because look at this. Top Gun, not going to be nominated for any other, like, Tom Cruise isn't getting nominated for that. Mm-hmm. You know, but it had a great song to it. I don't remember Jennifer Grey or Patrick Swayze getting nominations either way for Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, Jerry
Orbach, best screenplay.
Who played her dad, he was not Best Supporting Actor, but he did get Law & Order off of it, so at least he's got
great
that.
Great in Law & Order.
All right, let
great
me finish this one. This is when they really got it right. 1984. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Here's best song 1984. I'll give you the ones that didn't win before I give you the one that won.
Okay.
Ghostbusters from Ghostbusters.
What? Of course.
Footloose and Let's Hear It for the Boy from Footloose.
Footloose.
Such a monster movie. It had two best song nominations, both of which really deserved it. Phil Collins, Against All Odds from Against All Odds. Are you kidding me with this, right? And your winner... I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder from The Woman in Red. That's the greatest year of all time. Put 1984 in the pantheon.
I didn't see any of those movies, but I had that mixtape.
That's what I'm saying. Well, you saw Footloose. Come on, get out of here. You haven't seen Footloose?
Oh, no, I definitely saw. I didn't see Footloose in real time because it was too racy for me at that age.
Too racy. But yeah, you weren't on the Against All Odds, The Woman in Red train.
No. Missed that one.
All right, can we safely say 1984 was the last year where it just kind of slid down from there, apparently?
Well, what was 85? And then we can make the judge.
All right, 85. Separate Lives from White Nights. Nothing. Okay. Sister from The Color Purple. Surprise, Surprise from the remake of A Chorus Line. Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News from Back to the Future. Lost to Say You, Say Me by Lionel Richie from White Nights.
Say you, say me,
say it together.
That's naturally. The way it should be.
Oh, you're going that way. Okay. Yeah,
that was
dude, I don't know the
so
words.
Good.
I was young. That was the blue 8-track at my house. Yep. 8-track, Jesse. 8-track. That means there were 8 tracks on it. That's how basic we were. It was going to be the future of music, as my dad called it. He called that wrong, just like Betamax.
I just want to finish with this one because it will be near and dear to your heart, Sarah.
Okay, what year are we at?
1980.
Okay.
On the Road Again by Willie Nelson in Honeysuckle Rose.
Willie.
Out Here on My Own from the movie Fame. Wait for it. People Alone from some movie called The Competition. 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton, Sarah.
Working 9 to 5. Way to make a living. Not and just with her.
Winner,
it was Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin.
Yep. And your winner, Fame. I'm going to live. That was a good year. Come on, Dolly Parton.
That's a great year.
You ride for Dolly, but can you admit Fame beating Dolly was deserved?
Hey, I'll give it to you. I was born in 1980. I always wondered why Dolly and I had that connection. Now I know.
We'll just live in the 80s where the Oscars got it right for best song.
What was 1990? What did we kick off the
90s? We already did.
With?
That was Young Guns, Blaze of Glory, lost out to Sooner or Later by Madonna, which from a movie no one saw.
That's where it took a turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The 1990, it's what ruined it.
1990.
They were just like, we're done. We're not going to get it right until 97 with Celine Dion. Bye.
takes 7 years to get it right. It's like my brother
Whitney
in
Houston
college.
And the Bodyguard soundtrack, and every time you turned on your radio in 1993, all you heard was Whitney Houston from the Bodyguard. But no, not for us. Not for us. Here's Aladdin. Bye.
I'm not saying it wasn't a snub. I'm just saying I also like A Whole New World.
Fair enough.
But that was also Queen of the Night was from
yes!
The Bodyguard.
Run to You?
Yes.
I mean, that was a monster soundtrack. That was like the biggest soundtrack of all time. Of all time.
Zuh.
Like Valentine's of all times.
Yeah. You know what, though? That was the first full cassette I bought that was a movie soundtrack. Because I remember it was black and gray.
Mm-hmm.
And it had her on the front of it where Kevin Costner was carrying her. Mm-hmm. And it said, The Bodyguard.
The first movie soundtrack I ever saw was the Top Gun soundtrack on CD.
Oh.
From my friend Brian Miller.
Rich.
His family obviously had some cash. I was like, what sorcery
like
is
it.
This? This doesn't look like a tape. No, it's a CD. And probably a CD player in that time was like, even in adjusted dollars, would be like $17,000 in today's dollars. Millers didn't care.
Cents.
They're like, bring on the
no,
CDs. We want that Dolby
Let's
surround
keep it up with the
sound.
Millers. They weren't the Joneses. They were the Millers.
Right. It was to meet the Millers to keep up with them.
Here we go. Bodyguard soundtrack. I Will Always Love You. I Have Nothing. I'm Every Woman. Run to You. Queen of the Night. And Jesus Loves Me. Those were all of Whitney's songs.
Yep.
Now, the Top Gun soundtrack.
Berlin, Take My Breath Away. Destination Unknown by Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine.
Danger Zone.
Danger Zone, Kenny Loggins. Playing with the Boys,
yes.
Kenny Loggins. Oh, Mighty Wings by Cheap Trick.
Mighty
Wings?
Are
you a little impressed that I still remember that? Come on.
I'm actually very impressed. I'm also very impressed that my Google won't move past the Bodyguard soundtrack. That's really all the ones that I know, because then I got sidetracked in this wormhole of the greatest movie soundtracks of all time.
Mm-hmm. So Footloose is in there, Top Gun, Bodyguard.
I'm just on 40 right now. 40 was Straight Outta Compton, which is the newest one to be on this
list.
Okay,
but I mean, all that is an NWA record, so just go get the NWA record.
This is true. Dazed and Confused came in at number 31.
Yeah, all right.
Boogie Nights at number 30.
That's
Empire
a good soundtrack.
Records, I had that one at 29.
Oh, everyone needed that. Singles
everyone
better be on
it.
There, too, now that I'm thinking about it. That's got to be in the top 10.
A Star is Born came in at 25.
Fine.
I'm trying to get to the ones that we know. Midnight Cowboy, you've probably seen this. This is the things that
I
Jeff
have seen
Sheena
Midnight
seen
Cowboy.
Right now.
John Voight, Dustin Hoffman.
Have.
They won Best
yes.
Picture 1969.
Dirty Dancing, number 17.
Oh, get out of my face. That's top five. Jeez.
The Bodyguard, number 16.
This whole list is garbage. What was number one?
11, Footloose. Kill Bill at number 10.
No.
Rushmore at number 9.
Stop it.
Pretty in Pink at number 8.
Nope.
Saturday Night Fever at number 7.
Fine. That's actually number 3, but fine.
Number 6. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou at number 5.
What? You know what? What nerd came up with this list? Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? Yes, the worst Coen Brothers movie? That has the best soundtrack, clearly. Clearly better than Top Gun and Dirty Dancing. Dirty Dancing soundtrack was so popular... They gave a second soundtrack to us. They did more Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, they did. They did more. I have that more because it was the double-sided disc. Purple Rain came in at number 4.
Okay.
Shaft at number 3. Superfly at number 2. And number 1, American Graffiti.
That was kind of big. But wait.
This
Saturday
is,
Night Fever's in the discussion. Footloose is in the discussion. Dirty Dancing is in the discussion. The Bodyguard is in the discussion. Any of those, you can have a discussion about being number one.
Hang on. I went to a new list. We'll see if I'm at Rolling Stone now. Do we feel like Rolling Stone can get it right?
I trust him.
All right. Number 10. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Come on. No one's even seen that movie. Come on.
I'm just saying. This is Rolling Stone, Jeff.
All right.
Rolling Stone.
Right. My name is Axel Foley. I'm here to write an article called Michael Jackson is Sitting on Top of the World. All right, sorry, go ahead.
Number 9, Spinal Tap.
Okay.
Number 8, Rushmore.
What is going on with Rushmore? Oh, we're so independent. Look at us.
Hey, they were filmed at Lamar High School here in Houston. I'll give it to them.
All right.
Number 7, Pulp Fiction.
That was a big one. Everyone in college had
Son
Pulp Fiction.
Son of a Preacher Man.
Yep. Big one.
Superfly, number 6.
Okay.
5, Saturday Night Fever.
Deserving.
4, A Hard Day's Night. Isn't that just a movie about the Beatles?
I thought it was too. Did the album coincide with the movie? Oh, okay. Then let's give it a check. It's the Beatles.
Number 3, The Harder They Come.
Nope.
2, Purple Rain.
Okay.
And Rolling Stone says, Help.
See, they're all caught up on the Beatles.
It's a second movie.
Yeah, that's
okay. All right, let's see if we can go to culture quiz. See if there's something. Somebody's got to agree with us.
We're going to keep doing it until we find one we like, and that will be the definitive list.
Cosmo. Okay, Cosmo, what do you have to say?
All right.
Okay, Cosmo. Oh, they go from, let's see. Okay, so Cosmo will start at 1.
Fine.
Cosmo, number 1, they say A Star Is Born.
Okay, they're obviously going to go for more recent stuff.
2, The Bodyguard.
Yep, okay, good. I like where they're headed.
3, Romeo and Juliet, the Leonardo DiCaprio version. I agree.
I agree.
That was amazing.
Whatever.
4, after Jeff's own heart here, Jesse, are you ready for the reaction?
Okay.
Mamma Mia.
Yes!
You know what you did? As soon as she stopped, I was going to be like, it's Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Yeah. I can't escape this movie. It's terrible.
5, Marie Antoinette.
Okay, yeah.
6, Black Panther.
Sure.
7, Titanic.
Uh-huh.
8, Garden State.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 5. Zach Braff. Wrote and directed it. It's about a guy who's a struggling actor that comes home to New Jersey for his mother's funeral, and he has to try and reconcile with his estranged father and some of his former high school friends who have gone on to things that aren't so great.
Huh. And Natalie Portman is his underage neighbor. Who
not
they
underage.
Have
kind of a- She's not supposed to be underage.
She's 16.
No.
Yes.
We're going to have a disagreement about that, but I don't think she's supposed to be 16.
Well, I got news for you. In the movie, they were like, she's 16.
You just shattered Jeff's world right now.
We better stop
watch
before
that
I
movie
get in trouble.
Wait, what's number
1? No, I'm just going to tell you. 9 is Beauty and the Beast, and 10 is Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
Once again, Beauty and the Beast holding strong over things
as
that were actual
should.
Hits.
Get mad again.
Stop yourselves.